From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, September 10th. I'm Sarah Reith. When the Oak Fire broke out in Brook Trails on Labor Day, Sherwood Firewise did what it's been planning to do for years, ever since the Redwood Complex revealed how important it is to be ready for catastrophic wildfire, especially for communities with only one way in and one way out. Keith Rutledge, who's on the Sherwood Firewise steering group, estimates that about 5,000 people evacuated safely from 2,000 homes over a fairly spread out area with multiple clusters of dwellings.
Most of that's in Brook Trails, with a little over 3,000, maybe 3,500 in the Brook Trails subdivision, and about 1,500 homes there. And then those other 500 homes are spread out amongst 20-acre plus parcels in Spring Creek, Sylvandale, and the Gates subdivisions that have private roads and dirt roads and such. And one of the Gates communities was the first one. That's where the fire originated, and they were the first ones to be evacuated in that section. And then it spread on down the east side of Sherwood Road, so they evacuated all of Brook Trails east of Sherwood Road down to the city limits. And then they started moving it to the other side of Sherwood Road, so all of the west side of Sherwood Road, including all of the rest of Brook Trails and the Spring Creek and Sylvandale subdivisions, were included in that one.
Rutledge is an evacuee, and so is Matthew Kane, who's a professional photographer with the Willits Weekly and the program coordinator with Sherwood Firewise. Most of his Firewise job consists of recruiting volunteers, which he said has gotten a lot easier since the evacuation. He got out pretty smoothly.
People are smart. They left before they had to, so it was spaced out. I have no animals, so that wasn't a problem. And basically, I took what I needed to keep my life going, even after, even if my house burned down. I got my computers and I got my hard drives with all my information and photos and everything else that I need to do my work, and threw some clothes together and a little bit of food, and ended up with friends and family out in the valley off of Hearst Road. And it's been pretty much like a party for the last 2 days.
How long did it take you to evacuate?
Took me about 10 minutes to throw things together. I wasn't in a hurry because my area was not under forced evacuation at that point. So I just very calmly threw some things together, and it took me 10, 15 minutes to do that, and then another 10, 15 minutes to get out down to Willits.
Rutledge added that in addition to spending a year and a half honing notification methods and building a communications network that includes ham radio operators and volunteers who monitor the scanners to activate what he calls a 21st century phone tree, Sherwood Firewise recently had a practice evacuation drill on a Saturday morning. He said one member was feeling pretty good about how quickly he got out with everything he needed until he realized he was wearing flip-flops. Of course, in order to get out in a hurry, there has to be more than one route. For years, the community has been haunted by the prospect of everyone in Brook Trails trying to get out along Sherwood Road as firefighting equipment tried to get in. Rutledge said that became a focal point at an early Firewise meeting in March of 2018, when a fire chief laid out the situation.
There were four various emergency travel routes that had been on all of our evacuation maps for years. And he told the group that those routes were no longer viable, so to not count on them being used for either for fire ingress or evacuation egress if needed. And that really is what started the Sherwood Firewise group to try to get more preparedness for fire in general, but also to make sure we could reopen those temporary evacuation and or emergency access routes. And we can talk about it more, but I want to say that one of those routes, the Furco route, has been used heavily in this fire, and we cleared it. We got the route secured. We had CAL FIRE go in and do a road clearing and also vegetation management, a shaded fuel break. So it was fully prepared for this kind of use, and we're hearing it on the radio that they're using it quite a bit to fight this fire. So that's one of those success stories of getting prepared for the worst-case scenario, and then when it happens, you're ready, rather than talking about it. So that was one of our major goals, and we now have two emergency access routes opened up, and a third one is underway, and we want to continue to get all of those reopened to allow fire vehicles to come in, but also to be able to have another evacuation route if needed.
In the end, everyone had to agree that the routes are necessary and legal, but that they'll only be used during an officially declared evacuation. For now, there's CAL FIRE money to maintain the routes, but Sherwood FireWise and County Council are also working on developing a county service area, a minimal add-on to the property taxes for the 2,000 properties within the benefit zone, so they can pay for ongoing maintenance. The ballot is independent of the election cycle, and Rutledge hopes to send it out in the first quarter of next year. In a more immediate time frame, there's a Sherwood FireWise meeting tonight at 6 p.m. on Zoom. Rutledge and Kane want it to be like an after-action review that will help them prepare for the next fire when more people might have to get out with large animals or rethink their strategy if they're disabled. What worked and what didn't? If you're an Oak Fire evacuee, they want to hear from you. You can get the link on the Sherwood FireWise website or Facebook page, or by emailing info@sherwoodfirewise.org. And if you want to volunteer with the organization, you can email volunteer@sherwoodfirewise.org.
We've always said, you know, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when we're going to have a situation like this. And it actually happened, and people realize now that it's something that they're going to live with, and then they need to help, and it's the whole community to make this happen correctly.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.